This is Twit.
I feel so bad for Robin's daughter. There were trolls posting unpleasant images and terrible comments. Initially, she asked her supporters to report the trolls. But then she realized that was a mistake and decided it was better for her just to delete her social media accounts entirely. She did not. She says, she posted on Twitter, "I'm sorry, I should have risen above deleting this from my devices for a good long time, maybe forever. Time will tell. Goodbye." Can you imagine?
Which is just awful. At a time when she could have received support and recognized the
horrible,
love for her
horrible
partner.
People. And I'm sure most of the traffic was supportive and loving.
Yep.
But then these sad, bent people,
You know, and the other thing that happens, I don't want to give the guy any attention, but I had an episode this week of trolling where someone used my identity to go after somebody else and affected my reputation. And what's almost as what's really equally disturbing is the people who then egg it on and take no responsibility for what they're doing. And I said to someone,
"Well, that's just trolling," and then that's trolling too.
Exactly. I said there was someone from a very large, important newspaper with a very large, important job there who was gleeful about this trolling of this person, this prominent person, who thought that I was...
Wait till it happens to you, big shot editor.
Well, exactly. So I went back at him today and I said, egging on the troll is trolling itself. You're an accessory to the crime. And I said, by the way, why don't you say the things that you just said straight to the face of this person, and I put that person's Twitter handle in there. Now, come on, big shot. You want to talk about how you don't like the person and how you're going to encourage the troll? Go ahead. Do you have any bahungas? You know, it's just depressing.
So,
and unfortunately,
so sad.
A lot of these things start, you know, because it's seen as funny or it's people just looking for lols, as they call it on 4chan. And then it just escalates because everyone's trying to one-up the other person. And then eventually it just descends into, you know, the most horrible thing possible.
And that's where Gina was talking about this problem and with Twitter. And I see some movement now, and I think you wrote about this too, Matthew, or you linked to something about the... Of having shared blacklists. That could turn ugly too, but
right.
if the people you care about and you trust say, "I'm muting this person," and mm-hmm. I want, you know, I would trust a list of who you two muted, and
yeah,
you might have personal individual reasons, but probably that's a good indicator that says, let's just give them no attention because the one fuel to the troll is attention.
Blocking them, though, is fueling them to some degree, right?
Right.
If they know they've been
blocked.
I did
write about that. So Glenn Fleischman wrote something for Boing Boing about this idea, and I was discussing it with him and then wrote about it, and it does have a lot going for it. I mean, the one big benefit is you don't have to rely on Twitter to figure out who to block or ban. You know, this is a much more sort of crowdsourced, different groups can have their own shared lists. So it's not like a master list of who's blocked. It's different groups can come together and create their own. My fear is that those things can in themselves become tools of harassment. So for example, Vice, someone wrote about being added to one of these block lists and, I'm trying to remember her name now. Caroline Criado Perez, a British journalist. She was harassed on Twitter and was quite critical of the way Twitter handled it. She's actually on a blocked list because she posted something that someone thought was offensive towards.
Well, that's okay. I mean, people should be allowed to collude in who they don't like.
Sure. Sure, they should. My only fear is that it's a double-edged sword, is I guess my point. And it just makes me nervous.
I liberally use the block feature of Twitter. It's the best thing in the world. And yes, I know others are seeing these. I'm not. And as you know, out of sight, out of mind.
To an extent, Leo, but that was the problem with my episode is that I've long blocked this person.
Yeah.
And then I saw that there was notoriety going on. If it hadn't reached a level of notoriety, I wouldn't have realized how this troll's victim.
Yeah. So that's the argument against it.
I was such a terrible person.
Right. Knowing what's going on, that's the argument against blocking is your ignorance is bliss, but you don't know what's going on.
Right. So I immediately tweeted to that prominent person and I said, this person's not me. And he was gracious and came back and acknowledged it so that I know he now knows. It's somebody I know, somebody I've met, I have common friends, a prominent person. And, you know, it just goes over the
line. It's interesting. He understood immediately, though, what was going on, right?
No, he didn't. That's the point.
That's the problem.
He went attacking back saying, you know, what a slime ball you are to say these horrible things. And he thinks it's me. And people say, well, you see that it's not the real account. Well, he's not. There's no obligation to him to go and look for my green check.
He's not sophisticated enough to know that these things happen. And it's
somebody's
not.
Somebody's going after him. Yeah. When somebody's going after me, I just want to get away. I don't want any on me.
Right.
So I'm not going to go spend time to investigate.
Right.
That's a bogus standard. And it was just plain out and out trolling. It was somebody attacking this person, and this person thought it was me. And, you know, it goes over the line and I've just had it. I've more than had it now and, you know, fine, have fun. I don't want to be accused of having no sense of humor and so on, but, you know, trolling people, somebody said that this prominent journalist said of this important person, well, some people just, you know, deserve to be trolled. I said, that's like saying that someone deserved a hit and run. No one deserves to be trolled. Full stop.
But what do we do about it? I like this idea of collaborated lists. There's no facility there's no feature of Twitter that facilitates this, but we could easily just do it.
I think Matthew's point, it shouldn't be universal blacklists because then, you know, you'll conspire to get somebody.
Glenn and Matthew want to send me a list of people that you don't follow, I'll send you a list of people I don't follow. That's a good start, right?
Yeah, and you see.
There's a service called the BlockBot, which is the sort of most developed. And then there are a couple of other projects that are trying to do this similar thing. So you could share a block list and it would integrate with Twitter or with TweetDeck. And so if you agreed to opt into this list, then certain people would automatically be blocked.
I always look for a technological solution to these kinds of problems that were spawned, in fact, by the new technologies that allowed people to do things they couldn't do or couldn't do as effectively before. I mean, I'm sure there have always been trolls, but that's a good way to handle it. Let's
another way is on comments on Discus and I think on WordPress as well. When you see, they'll give you a high level of a suspicion index.
Mm.
You know, I almost want that. If I see somebody who's being an a-hole in Twitter, and if I can see a little mark that says, how many of your friends are blocking this person?
Mm.
I'm joining the block bot. That sounds like, this sounds like a really well done idea here. And it has a list of a lot of blocks. Oh, you could see who's blocked on here. Holy cow. That's the problem. This is Sisyphean. I mean, you're never – it's so easy to create a new account on Twitter. Oops, sorry. I just closed it. Sorry. It's so easy to create a new account on Twitter that this is only of limited value.
But this is also a universal list, right?
Right. That's not
– Yeah, I got a problem with that because that can be gamed so easily.
I don't want to block people just because they don't like Jeff Jarvis.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to block people that don't like me.
Right.
All right. Well, good conversation as usual. This is the show for deep philosophical discussions.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Death and trolling. Jeez.
And the confluence thereof. The intersection of death and trolling. And that's something I didn't think we'd be talking about.
The internet.
There's the internet in a nutshell.